Finally today, we're going to go all futuristic on you. We're talking about a future where people have microchips implanted under their skin, and those chips are used to unlock things, like your front door or the garage, and to pay for things, like train tickets. Except that's not the future for a growing number of people in Sweden, it's the present. Those people have paid more than $170 each to have those chips implanted. A Sweden-based company called Biohacks International is a leader in the field. Reporter Maddie Savage went to visit a couple of early adopters in the Swedish capital, Stockholm.
Hi, are you Eric?
Hi, yes I am.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you too.
In Stockholm's old town, we're surrounded by cobbled streets and tall yellow and red medieval buildings. It's not really a place that symbolizes disruptive technology to me. But why are we here?
Well, I live in a shared house just up the street, and I'm going to show you how I get in.
All right. Wow, okay, so you just opened the door with your hand.
Yep.
Thanks to a microchip underneath the skin.
Exactly. Come on up and I'll tell you some more about it.
Very cozy in here, lots of minimalist Scandinavian furniture and some cinnamon buns on the table. Mm-hmm. Eric, you're 30, a designer and a web developer,
yep.
And you're one of more than 4,000 people in Sweden who've got this kind of microchip.
Yeah.
First of all, show me where it is.
So it's right here, sort of above my thumb. Unless I clench my fist, you can't really see it at all. It just comes in a syringe. It just takes a second when it's done. They work exactly the same as your key tag, the thing you scan to get into your garage or into your office. But I think the really interesting thing is where these chips will go in the future, where it's not just a simple passive chip the same as your card, but when they can actually integrate with your body and take measurements and maybe keep track of how your body is doing.
So I'm Sylvia. I'm one of Eric's housemates. And I got the chip for 2 months after he organized a party, an implant party here. I was mostly curious, and I wanted to make my life a little bit easier. It also works with my office door. You can use it as your train pass or train ticket. You have some gyms that also accept it as a pass.
Do you think chips could become mainstream? Do you think people of different ages, people outside the tech scene?
Yeah, I think it's one of those technologies that's very much in a baby phase. And feels a little bit silly right now. It doesn't do much, but I definitely believe that it's the future.
It looks like this is your office now.
Yep, it works the same here. And we're in. It sounds scary that you have a microchip in your hand, but it really is the same thing as your key tag. Besides that, it's very easy to take out.
Okay, Eric, well, we'll leave you to get on with your day. We should say that there are some concerns starting to be raised about microchips in Sweden. There's currently no legislation. The government hasn't actively approved or disapproved of them. And especially after the global Cambridge Analytica scandal, national debates about how data could be misused in future are stepping up. But overall, microchips are largely being seen as something very fun to try. And there's a lot of buzz about how they could be incorporated into people's lives even more in future.
Maddie Savage reporting there from Stockholm on the growing number of Swedes who are having microchips implanted into their hands.